How's everyone doing? This is the hostess with the mostest, Olivia. And I know you guys have missed me for at least a week. I've missed you guys. I'm so sorry. I've been very busy and I have not had time to do my podcast. Usually when it's very busy at work, I usually just don't have the time. So I'm so sorry about that. And I would like to apologize to everyone who's used to listening to my show each night. So I am back and let's go ahead and get it started. Well, you guys already know my favorite time of the day is when I get up in the morning and I check into my Twitter. And today, actually, what is trending on Twitter? It's officially the first day of fall, and that is what is actually trending today, guys. Now, basically, are you ready for these winter months that are coming? They're here, so what do you guys like about the fall and winter time? Or are you a spring-summer person like me? Well, basically for me, I prefer spring-summertime. I am not a fall-winter person. First and foremost, it's because I don't like the cold. I'm anemic and I stay cold all the time. Even when it may be good weather and warm, it's still chilly to me. Now, when it's like hot, like 80, 85, 90, I might be, you know, hot and, you know, maybe bitching a little bit because, you know, it's so hot. But I prefer at any time to have spring and summer over fall and winter. Because first thing you have to look into, you really have to look into, and I work at home, so I really don't have to worry about going out on those winter days. And trust and believe, I have commuted for most of my life. And basically, as far as when I got my own business, I was able to, as far as stop commuting, the 2 and 3 hours commute as far as to work. And, you know, that has been basically the best thing ever for me. Mind you, I have been through the times where I was coming out of the building because the employer did not want to let us go home early. And they actually knew it was a storm. So, and at the time, I'm going to tell you guys a little story. At the time, I was working in Jersey for, you know, this specific employer. And, you know, they knew the snowstorm was coming. I was looking out the window, saw the snow, and as the snowflakes got bigger and bigger, and I was like, I know they're going to let us go home. It's no way that they don't see that this is going to be a blizzard. Basically, not only did they not let us go home, when we got out to our cars and vehicles, they didn't call anyone to clear the parking lots. I did not have a shovel on me. I was in my Jeep, but the only thing that I had is like in the back of my Jeep, I would keep as far as like jumper cables, my oil, and all my car stuff. And like a great big box with a lid over top of it in my trunk of my Jeep. So the snow was so deep. You had some people who had shovel. Now everybody is out in the parking lot trying to shovel themselves out. I had no choice. I had to grab the lid off of my box that I had with all my car, you know, essentials and things in it. And I had to take the lid and start scraping underneath my tires, pulling the snow back with the lid. And the lid was pretty big. And so that's the way I was digging myself out. Now, mind you, maybe like 30, 40 minutes in, then finally we seen, you know, some of the people come who were assisting the scrapers and contractors at that. So you're talking about guys who had regular like Ram trucks. And what they did is they put the scrapers on their Ram trucks. And then they actually were scraping out the parking lot. And mind you, this was a call center parking lot. So you can imagine how big it was. You can imagine seeing all of the people out of the call center trying to get home, trying to dig themselves out. It was horrible. And then, you know, commuting from Jersey to Philadelphia in a blizzard, it took me like 3.5 hours to get home. It was horrible. And from that time on, you know, I was like, you know, at this point, I'm older. And, you know, I'm really getting tired of the commutes. I'm getting tired of the snow. I'm getting tired of the ice. When you have to get up like 4 a.m. in the morning, because you might have to be to work at 8. So you have to be out there working on your car, digging yourself out and trying to make it to work by 8. So it's just like, these are the things that not only that I went through when I was commuting back and forth, but everyone else had to go through. So I thank God as far as that I have my own business and I work at home. I don't have to worry about that nonsense anymore. Now when it's snowing, you know, I'm at home working my business. You know, I might peep out the window, but the car, when the car gets covered, if it's nowhere that I have to go, then that car will stay covered, you know, a couple of days before I will go out and clean it off. And that's just how I feel about it. You know, but what do you guys like? Do you prefer, the question of the night is, do you prefer the fall, winter months, or do you prefer the spring, summer? You know, you guys get back to me, and we're going to move on to the main topic of today, guys. And that is, let's talk about it. Power, y'all. Say it ain't so. Proctor is dead. Y'all, let me tell you. Now, mind you, you know that social media doesn't keep anything. They can't keep a secret. If you have not seen Power, then you're going to get told the whole story, what happened, and everything. So you might as well just don't go on the internet. Don't go on social media. If you have not watched Power, just don't do it. Now, mind you, for me, it's a little bit different. I have several review people that I go to, and I like to listen to their reviews first before I actually watch Power. Now, mind you, guys, let's recap. Let's talk about it. Proctor, all the way back when, we can go back as far as episode 1, episode 2, listen. Proctor has been there from the beginning and helping Tommy, helping Ghost, you know, to remain and to keep them out of jail. He would do things for them. They would go to him, you know, and mind you, wouldn't give him no respect. They would threaten him, talk to him any kind of way, be ready to fight him. I mean, just treat him, you know, treat him like he wasn't a man. And the thing about it was, he helped them all the time, anything that they needed, you know, whatever information they needed from the feds or whatever that was going on, he would get the information for them. Hell, he was even there when Tommy, when they killed the guy at the apartment and then had to move the body. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe Proctor helped with, you know, with the disclosing and removing of the body and everything. I mean, it's to the point that this is what I'm trying to get to. They killed Proctor off the show. Tommy killed him. Mind you, let's jump in. Okay. Tommy didn't only kill Proctor. He killed, as far as the young lady who actually Ghost killed her boyfriend or fiance. Now, these are like several, as far as, you know, seasons back at the very beginning. We're talking about season 1 or 2 when this happened. you know, they brought them both in, both had, you know, their eyes covered up and things of that nature. And so they right away killed the guy. Now, this was all over, you know, drug dealing, drug related things. So the girls, you know, whatever she had around her eyes, handkerchief or whatever, it fell down and she was able to see Ghost's face. Now, from season one all the way up until season six, the same girl was still a thorn in Tommy and Ghost's back. Now, mind you, episode four before this episode, what happened is that Ghost went over to Maria, I believe, you know, don't quote me on the name, but I believe her name is Maria. He went over there, he offered her money. He said, you know, started a new life, things of that nature. He didn't kill her, didn't do anything. He was hoping as far as that she wouldn't testify against them. Far as we knew, she wouldn't either. But mind you, with Sachs, Mr. Sachs, you know, he's on a vendetta about Jamie, about AKA Ghost. He wants to take Ghost down all means necessary. He just is on this vendetta that just cannot be stopped. Even when the proof is in front of his face that Ghost didn't do it, Sachs don't give a damn. Sachs could care less. All Sachs wants to do is make sure that St. Patrick, that Ghost, Jamie, AKA Ghost, is behind bars. Or if it's up to Sachs, he wouldn't even care if Ghost was killed. He just wants him. And the thing about this situation is that Sachs is doing shady stuff to do all these things. Every person he talked to, from Proctor, from blackmailing Dre, it's all the same thing. He's doing unlawful things. So even so, none of this would stand up in court. He illegally tape recorded Proctor, which Proctor didn't know. And see, the thing about the situation is that how Proctor was killed, the reason he was killed was because of the fact when Sachs was taking Maria home, he was talking to her and said, well, look, we have another witness. His name is Proctor. He's going to go ahead and turn against the person who, you know, actually killed Angela, which was Tommy. Now, mind you, Tommy in the closet, because he had already came there to kill Maria. But when he heard the door jiggling, he went into the closet. Now, mind you, he in the closet, listening to the whole conversation about what Sachs and Maria are talking about and Sachs telling Maria about this situation. So once Tommy heard Proctor is a rat and that is actually has told on him, you know, at that point, everybody was talking. All the reviewers were talking. Everybody was talking about the same thing. They were like, you know, this is completely outrageous. Everyone knew what was coming next. Now, mind you, after Sachs left and Maria was in there by herself, and I'm really, you know, hopefully her name's Maria. If not, I'm so sorry. But he comes out of the closet. He really didn't say too much. Boom. You know how Tommy is. He really don't do a lot of talking. Shot her in the forehead. That was it. So he out. So he going on to the next situation. And what that is to find Proctor. So he's going to give Tyreek a call and say, you know, basically leave the door open down below or whatever. Who's there? So, you know, Tyreek talking about, you know, it's just me. I don't know who else is in here. You know, like you sitting up in the house and don't know if other people's in your house. So it's just crazy. So mind you, you know, after he gets off the phone with Tommy, you know, he's going to do everything Tommy says, leave the door open and you just leave. So he heard someone weeping and crying in his sister's room. He goes there. It's Proctor's daughter. So he asked her, you know, he tried to talk you know, to comfort her, to make her feel better. Asked her, you know, when we take you to get some ice cream, stuff like that. So she says she doesn't eat ice cream. So, and which everyone's like, okay, she doesn't eat ice cream. Everybody loves ice cream, but if she's lactose, you know, intolerant, she may not. So he then decided, Tyreek, to take her out for hot chocolate. Okay, boom, they out the house. Mind you, Tommy comes in. Proctor came back looking for his daughter, you know, and she wasn't there. So Proctor's in the house. Tommy's creeping in the back door. Tommy's in the penthouse as well. Now, mind you, Proctor gets on the phone. He calls his daughter's cell phone. And, you know, of course, everyone is like, you know, this is crazy. This is so sad. People crying. You know, it's taking you there at that moment. So basically, you know, his daughter, Proctor's daughter is like, okay, daddy, I'm going to see you later. And he said, baby, no, you're not going to see me later. You know, basically, and, you know, that's just what it was. So it was a really sad scene. And as you know, her mother was killed last episode. You know, she had an overdose. So you're talking about this young girl losing her mother and father. So, you know, let's get back to the situation at hand. Now he gets off the phone with his daughter, Tommy at the door. And not only is Tommy, you know, at the door, he has like a, I can't even explain to you. He come in with a Uzi type gun, shot up Jamie's, aka Ghost's, whole penthouse, shot everything up. And then he finds out, of course, where Proctor is hiding at, came in on him. And when I say came in on him, he shot the room up and he shot Proctor as well. Shot him 9 times, you know, I mean, it's just a situation, you know, when Proctor was killed, it took a lot. You know, I needed a moment. I usually look at Power on Sundays after I get off of work. This time I couldn't do it. It really took me for a whim. You know, when Proctor was killed off, that took me for a whim. For everyone who looks at Power, you already know. It is so intense. And now it's like every episode is like more and more intense. And it's just, you know, Proctor's gone. Everybody had to take a moment to get over the situation that Proctor's dead. And, you know, so we can move from it, so we can get ourselves together, so we can go back in and finish looking at it. But it's hard, man. It's hard. It's, you know, Proctor off the show. It's like, damn, who's next? So, y'all, for everyone who watches Power, you know exactly, you know what I'm talking about. It's like, it's a tough situation, I'm telling you. So, and for the people who don't, you know, please go download Stars and, you know, just take a look at it. You know, you'll get into it. It already has seasons 1 through 5. You can actually start at season 1, work your way up till you get to season 6. We're on season 6 right now. So I would suggest you guys who haven't seen it and you decide you want to, go to Stars, download it, and start at season 1 and work your way down. And once you get to season 6, it will make sense of everything that's going on. So to all my Power fans, I had to give a shout out. I had to talk about it tonight. You know, for my main topics, I had to talk about that. And you know my motto, let's talk about it. Had to get that one out. So now we're going to move on to the quick comfort food recipes. Now, mind you guys already know, I usually do the quick recipes, and tonight, the reason that I actually switched up is because, as I said, we're moving into fall winter. And for fall winter, we eat more comfort foods, more thicker foods, more beef stews, more soups, more comforting foods, you know, more meats, you know, more like roast beefs. You're eating baked chickens more. You're eating roast beef. I mean, you're eating, you know, more comfort foods and more thicker foods, more heavier foods. So, but we can still eat comfort foods, but it can still be healthy comfort food as well. For me, I prefer to have the non-healthy comfort foods, to be honest with you. But for you guys, you know, I try to keep it healthy because, you know, we want to make sure everyone's eating right, including myself. And I try so hard. I try. But I love my gravies. I love my cheeses. I love my fettuccines. I love, you know, I'm just my macaroni and cheeses. Like, I love those things. Mashed potatoes, steaks, so spare ribs. So, you guys, you know, that's just me. I'm a country woman, so I love to eat. I try to keep it, you know, my weight to a nice specific size, you know, but I love to eat. I'm not going to lie to you. So we're going to get started with the chicken parmesan burgers. So guys, this is what we have to have. The ingredients, we do have 3 tablespoons of olive oil divided, 1 small onion finely chopped, 2 garlic cloves minced, 3/4 cups of marinara sauce divided, 1/2 cup of finely chopped or shredded part skim mozzarella cheese, 1/2 cup of dried breadcrumbs, 1 teaspoon of Italian seasoning, 1 teaspoon of dried oregano, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of pepper, 1 pound of ground chicken. Now, this is the thing, guys. You can actually use ground chicken. You can actually use ground turkey. You can actually use hamburger if you choose to. So it's 3 different things you can absolutely use if you choose. You don't have to use the ground chicken. But in this specific recipe, we are using the ground chicken. Also, 4 slices of part skim mozzarella cheese, 4 hamburger buns split and toasted, 1/4 cup of shredded Parmesan cheese, and the fresh basil leaves, which are optional, guys. So now we're going to move on to the quick directions. And that is, in a large skillet, you want to heat 1 tablespoon of oil over medium-high heat. You want to add the onion, cook and stir until tender, about 3 minutes. Add garlic, cook 1 minute longer, remove from the heat, cool slightly. In a large bowl, combine 1/4 cup of marinara sauce, chopped mozzarella cheese, breadcrumb seasoning, and onion mixture. Add the chicken, mix lightly but thoroughly. With wet hands, shape into 4 1/2 inch thick patties. In this same skillet, you want to heat remaining 2 tablespoons of oil over the medium heat. You want to cook the burgers until the thermometer reads 165 degrees, 4 to 5 minutes on each side. You want to top with sliced mozzarella cheese, cook covered until cheese is melted. And that would be about 1 or 2 minutes to melt the cheese, guys. Serve in buns, top with the remaining 1/2 cup of marinara sauce, Parmesan cheese, and if desired, the basil leaf. Now, you have to be very careful with the basil because basil can be very strong and overtake the burger. So it's to each his own on the basil, but I'm just letting you know, the basil leaf can change the taste of the burger if you put too much. So I would suggest, for me, I wouldn't want the basil. And for basil, I would suggest that you actually cook it a little bit. You want to cook it instead of putting it on the burger raw. So I would really suggest that. You know, basil is a little bit strong. Okay. Now, what we want to do is, the nutrition facts about this is that 1 burger is 603 calories. It's 33 grams of fat. You have 108 milligrams of cholesterol, 1,275 milligrams sodium, 41 grams carbohydrate, 8 grams of sugar, 3 grams of fiber, 38 grams of protein. So I just want to let you guys know that. The preparation time is 30 minutes and it does serve 4. So it's very quick and easy. The next thing we're going to move on to, guys, is entertainment news. Mr. Kevin Hart. Now, mind you guys know that he got into the car crash. Now, mind you, and that was on September the 1st. Now, we have that the 2 people that were riding with him in the car and including himself have lawyered up. Now, we got this from TMZ. quote unquote. Now, what's happening is TMZ has learned and everyone's expecting, you know, a big lawsuit. Now, let's get this going. The two people who were riding as far as with Kevin, which it was the passenger, you know, who said that was in the back seat, allegedly, who sustained only minor injuries. Now, also you have the other person, you know, sources with direct knowledge tell us the driver who sustained serious back and chest injuries has an attorney as well. Now, you know, so these are the two people that Kevin was riding with that, quote unquote, from my understanding, allegedly were at Kevin's house, you know, when they all got in the car together. Now, the thing about the lawsuits is that TMZ allegedly, quote unquote, were told Kevin is in the crosshairs of the two people in the 1970 Plymouth Barracuda because the car did not have safety harnesses or airbags. Now, mind you, the argument is Kevin should have worried less about keeping the car authentic and more about safety, and not doing so constitutes negligence. So they're suing on the grounds of negligence because of the fact there were no seat belts, safety harnesses, or airbags in the car. So that means allegedly they're suing him. You know, so that's what's going on there. And, you know, and I guess Kevin is getting a lawyer as well, which he is, which he should. Now, also, the driver could also be on the hook for Kevin and the backseat passenger, but it's a little premature since they're still investigating the cause of the crash. Now, the thing of the situation is that not only is Kevin going through this situation, he's going through of being sued for $60 million. Now, the $60 million is by the woman he allegedly was on the sex tape with that he was cheating on his wife with. She is now claiming, quote unquote, got this from TMZ, allegedly claiming Kevin was in on recording the liaison of the sex tape of him and her when they were in bed. She allegedly says the sex tape partner claims Hart conspired with a friend to secretly record their encounter, and now she's suing him for $60 million. That's the new lawsuit. So we have the $60 million that he's being sued from his allegedly sex partner that he was cheating on his wife with, allegedly. And then he has the car crash lawsuit where the two passengers are allegedly suing him as well. So I don't mean to say, but it looks like to me that Kevin's about to lose his money, all of his money, and be right back living in Philly again with nothing. That's just my opinion. I mean, he thinks everyone was his friend, and it seems like all the people around him were just yes people. They weren't his friends. They wanted to be around him because of his money. Any little thing happened, they were ready to sue him. They were ready as far as to, you know, go in, try to get money, to sort the money out of him and things like that. So hopefully this opens his eyes. I hope he makes out okay. I'm a big Kevin Hart fan. I will pray for him, but he really has to open his eyes up. He really does. And guys, that is the end of my show tonight. I tried to get everything in for you, and I want to thank you for listening to my show. You know my motto, let's talk about it. And also, please, guys, you know, hit me up on my messages, leave a voicemail, talk about the show, tell me what you like. If it's any topic you want to talk about, please do. And I love you guys. I hope you enjoy my podcast. You know my motto, let's talk about it. This is Olivia, the hostess with the mostest, and I'm gone.